This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for NPR and the following message come from NYU Stern. What makes a good leader great? It's your own ambition coupled with the support you need to take that next great leap. With NYU Stern's Executive MBA program in Washington, D.C., that's what you get. A robust curriculum balanced with convenience. Classes held one Friday, Saturday, Sunday a month in downtown D.C. Be open to excellence. Search NYU Stern EMBA in D.C. for more information.
Hey there, just a quick note to say that NPR is doing an annual survey to better understand how you like to spend your time with our podcast. So please help out by completing a short anonymous survey at npr.org/podcast survey. I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. That's npr.org/podcast survey. Thanks. For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Sylvan Esso. And here's Amelia Meath to take us to their new single, Sunburn.
Hello, all of my dear friends at All Songs Considered. This is Amelia Meath speaking to tell you about our brand new song, Sunburn. It's a song about joy in overindulgence, joy in having a weird little physical body and trying to give it what it wishes and maybe overdoing it a little bit. We wrote it this January, and we were in this beautiful little rental in Los Angeles, and somehow it was one of those songs that just appeared. Like I went outside to brainstorm ideas while Sandy set up our studio, and Sunburn just bloomed out of the ether. I wanted to write a love song about yourself, trying to like take care of yourself, or a love song about overdoing it. So here you go. All right. Hope to see you guys soon. Bye.
My favorite way to ruin me, to eat the sweet right when I see it, and never stop to think or breathe. It comes to me naturally. Sunburn, when you move it stings, and your eyelids swirl to pink, but you loved it so much, oh how could you stir?
That's new from Sylvanesso and the song Sunburn. And a note, Amelia Meath fans, Amelia has a new project coming, and I'll be playing a new song from her on next week's All Songs Considered. Now to a new discoverer. The artist is Annie Hamilton, a musician and visual artist from Sydney, Australia. Her debut album has a wonderful title, The Future Is Here, but it feels kind of like the past. And Annie will introduce us to the song, Exist.
I wrote this song for my sister at a time when she was struggling and I felt like there was nothing I could do to help. I wanted it to be a reminder that things would get better and that I'd be there no matter what, even if there was nothing I could do to actually fix things. I kept the production of the song upbeat and hopeful to balance the moments of darkness in the lyrics, and I wanted it to build into this big anthemic ending to give you a sense of release or catharsis, like you can finally feel the sunlight streaming in.
Annie Hamilton. Her album, The Future Is Here, But It Feels Kind of Like the Past, is out now and truly worth spending time with. Death Cab for Cutie are celebrating 25 years as a band with their 10th album coming in September called Asphalt Meadows. Ben Gibbard is here to take us to Roman Candles, their new tune that clocks in just over 2 bursting minutes.
So Roman Candles was written in these very uncertain times. And the song directly deals with just this existential dread that I, and I think a lot of people have been feeling recently, where there feels like there's nothing you can really count on or hold on to anymore. But I think one of the things that I'm most proud of in the song is that while the lyric might seem on the surface a little dour, the chorus is, I believe, kind of an uplifting message of, you know, you have to learn how to let go of so many things to truly kind of transcend the uncertainty and the existential kind of feelings of unease that I've been feeling a lot recently. And as far as the structure of the song, I really wanted to have a song on this record that was very short and very loud. We had a lot of kind of typical Death Cab songs that are somewhat sprawling and ornate in their arrangement, but in this particular case, I wanted something on the record that would just kind of punch you in the face for a couple minutes and use some guitars that were very, very dissonant in relation to the chord changes. And that's how this song, Roman Candles, came together.
It's been a battle just to wake and greet the day. Then they all disappear like sugar in my coffee. A hint of sweetness, but the bitterness remains. The acidity devouring my just to feel anything, to feel anything. I watch the world from a window on a hill, everyone moving as I'm standing still. I'm standing still.
Death Cab for Cutie, their song Roman Candles will be on their 10th album, Asphalt Meadows, produced by John Congleton. That record is out on September 16th with a U.S. tour beginning the following week. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. One of the great things about watching thousands of video submissions to the Tiny Desk Contest is that I discover so much talent. In 2019, the Korean-American artist No-So sent us a memorable song. Now, No-So has a debut album, and here's Abby Wong to introduce us to their song, Parasites.
In early 2020, I recorded and produced the Parasites instrumental, but I shelved it as I couldn't focus and was just nervous for top surgery. After recovering from surgery, I returned to the instrumental and it sounded inherently romantic, but I didn't want to write about anyone in that manner. I just had a significant life-affirming procedure, so instead, I decided to talk to my younger self in the lyrics. Through the verses, I write about waking up post-op, the nurses leaving me alone for a bit, so I sang On My Own from Les Miserables while loopy on anesthesia. In the chorus, I sing about the freedom of taking off a costume and embracing my true gender expression, feeling reborn, and finally at home in my body. I directed and edited the music video for the first time, which features my cousin portraying a younger version of myself grappling with dysphoria. Parasites is the opening track on my forthcoming debut album, Stay Proud of Me, which is out on July 8th, and I think this song best summarizes the overlying theme of the record, which is addressing my younger self and reassuring that there's hope in the future. I hope that there are others who feel represented and seen in this song. And thank you so much for listening.
The music of Noso and the song Parasites is from their debut album, Stay Proud of Me, and that album is out July 8th with a summer tour that includes dates with Lucy Dacus. My recent introduction to our next artist, Tess Parks, came when I heard what's become just about my favorite song of 2022. The song is called So Damn Beautiful by the band Curse of Lono. And Tess joined the band for one song as a duo with singer Felix Bestelsheimer. So when I heard there was a new Tess Parks solo album, I was eager to dive in.
Wow, thank you so much for playing Wow on your show. It really means a lot to our band, and it's incredible to see the journey this song has been on. It was recorded with my friends, Ryan and Francesco, at Ryan's family home in Chislehurst in August 2019. Chislehurst has a really amazing energy, and I only learned it at the time, but it's the birthplace of Alan Watts. And if you're not familiar with Chislehurst Caves, it has a really interesting history to learn about, including being used as a bomb shelter and also a concert venue for David Bowie and Jimi Hendrix. So like all of the songs on this album, this was essentially an unfinished demo we recorded for fun in one day, and the album we wanted to make was put on hold for about 2 years, but I eventually came to the conclusion that we all captured a special moment in time here, and it felt unnatural to go back and re-record any of it. So I kept adding on to it. I tried some more vocals in LA, but ended up just keeping the screaming takes you can maybe hear at the end of the song. In Toronto, we recorded my dad playing piano and my mom playing her sound bowl. And Andrew McGill, who is the great guitarist heard on my first album, Blood Hot, added some guitars, which we switched backwards for this one. I was able to have so many people and places that I love featured on this song, and I just really hope that resonates.
Hey babe, I know.
Tess Parks. The song is called Wow, and the album, And Those Who Were Seen Dancing, is out now on Fuzz Club Records. So my final pick today goes out to all the Velvet Underground fans out there. I surely am one of them, and I first heard them on an FM radio station in New York City in 1967 and wondered, what was that?
$6 in my hand, up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man.
So that's the second song off the 1967 debut album from the Velvet Underground, a song called I'm Waiting for the Man. The man, of course, was the drug dealer. What I'm going to play for you now is from a newly discovered demo reel from Lou Reed, along with bandmate John Cale, working out that song Lou had just written. Back in the day, artists would record a song, take the tape, and literally notarize and mail it to themselves as a way to copyright their material, as proof that it was theirs. That reel-to-reel tape that Lou had sent to himself has been sitting in a sealed, self-addressed envelope for nearly 5 decades. This version has none of the frenetic energy that would become a signature of the Velvet Underground sound, but still, for fans of the music, it's a fascinating archive with an entire album of these Lou Reed tapes titled Words and Music, May 1965, coming August 26th. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered. Take care.
I'm Waiting for the Man, Words and Music, Lou Reed.
a brownstone up three flights of stairs. Everybody's been to, but nobody cares. He's got the words that he gives you, sweet taste. Then he's gotta leave because he's got no time to waste. I'm waiting for all my men. Baby, don't you holler. Darling, don't you bawl and shout. Feeling good, and you know I'm gonna work it all out. I'm feeling good, oh, I'm feeling real fine until tomorrow, but that's just some other time. I'm waiting for the man.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
It's a high-stakes election year, so it's not enough to just follow along. You need to understand what's happening so you are fully informed come November. Every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast, our political reporters break down important stories and backstories from the campaign trail so you understand why it matters to you. Listen to the NPR Politics Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.